正在播放的这首歌是可有 Fairtrade 点播的 My Oh My。 各位好，欢迎收听可以听歌学英语，我是 Linda。 从 Havana 开始， Camila 就在走性感路线，这首 My Oh My 更是如此。撩人的声线轻声说着，做了一辈子乖乖女，但今晚我想做个坏女孩。 I swear on my life that I've been a good girl. Tonight I don't wanna be her. 一起来听 My Oh My
My mama doesn't trust him. He's only here for one thing, but a little bit older, a black leather jacket, a bad reputation, insatiable habits. He was on to me, one look and I couldn't breathe. Yeah, I said if you kiss me, I might let it happen.
Make a turn on the daddy, the baby. Make her forget what she learned from her dad. I don't be tripping on this shawty, I let her do whatever she please. I don't be kissing on this shawty, she don't be kissing on me either. She came with you and left with me, I went up a point, let's call it even. Don't like the car, she ain't gonna end up buying her new Beamer. That girl know what she want, she make me take it off if she see me. She say I make her wet whenever my face pop up on TV. I had to say no disrespect, gotta do it safer, you can keep it. Pop star, I'm fresh about the trap and I'm going Bieber. She know I'm gonna call away, she can drop a pin and I come meet her. Stand next to me, you gonna end up catching a fever. I'm hot.
热辣撩人的一首 My Oh My 音乐之后，欢迎回来。从小到大我都是个乖乖女，但今晚我想做个坏女孩。这是可有 Fairtrade 点播推荐的一首歌，那希望大家会喜欢。好，接下来学习时间。在这首歌里面呀，终于被我遇到一个勉强算是高阶的单词了。我们看原来歌词内容， A bad reputation, insatiable habits, 名声不佳，贪得无厌的习性。看一下 insatiable 这个单词，I-N-S-A-T-I-A-B-L-E, insatiable, 形容词表示贪得无厌，无法满足，不知足的。听几个短语， An insatiable appetite, 胃不饱的食欲， An insatiable curiosity, 永不满足的好奇心， An insatiable thirst, 永不满足的欲望，欲壑难填。再来听几个句子，看它是怎么使用的。公众对丑事总是喜闻乐见。The public have an insatiable appetite for scandal. 公众对这个丑闻总是喜闻乐道。下一句， She ridiculed his insatiable greed. 注意一下这个 ridicule, 它是动词表示嘲笑奚落的意思。刚刚这一句话的意思说，他嘲笑这个男士他的贪得无厌。She ridiculed his insatiable greed. 我们补充讲一下 ridicule 这个单词 ,ridicule, 嘲笑奚落做动词使用啊。比如说她不会嘲笑我的羞怯 She doesn't ridicule my timidity. 注意一下这个 timidity, 它是表示羞怯胆怯的意思。好，刚刚分享了一个单词 insatiable, 也补充讲了一个动词 ridicule, 请大家留意一下。接下来我们看第二句歌词 I let her do whatever she please. 歌词里面这个 please, 它是没有加 s, 其实正确的语法应该是有一个 s 在后面。但是我们说歌词嘛，咱们不去讲它的语法严谨度啊。看 I let her do whatever she please, 我们要看一下 please 这个单词在这一句歌词里面它的一个功能用法。我们说 please 它可以表示请请问对吧，那它也可以作为动词表示使满意使愉快，咱们之前应该有讲过这个用法。比如说有些人呀，你就是没办法让他们满意让他们乐意。 There's just no pleasing some peopleI can live wherever I please. 我现在高兴住哪儿就住哪儿。I can live wherever I please. 我现在高兴住哪儿就住哪儿。看到没有 ?wherever I please. 下一句 ,more than anything, I want to please you. 最重要的是我想让你高兴。我要补充讲一下 more than anything 这个表达。它的意思是最重要的是主要是。听几个例句体会一下。What I wanted more than anything was a few days rest. 它是作为一个独立结构放在一句话当中的。What I wanted was a few days rest. 我想要的就是休息几天，但是你把这个 more than anything 放在句子中间的时候，它就有一种我最想要的是休息几天。More than anything, I'd like to drive around the world. 我最想做的呀就是开车周游世界。More than anything, 我最想做的。I'd like to drive around the world, 就是开车周游世界。再听一句 That's what bugs my missus more than anything. 那种事情最容易激怒我的太太。注意一下这个 bug, B-U-G 表示我们说作为名词它是表示虫子对吧，还可以表示我们说出现了漏洞，特别是计算机行业呀 bug 总是说啊又出现了一个 bug 什么什么的。那在这句例句当中呢，它是一个动词表示使烦恼使得生气。 That's 那就是 what bugs my missus。 再注意一个地方，这个 missus 它其实就等于 MRS 那个单词太太夫人呢，我把它的读音也放下面了，它就是太太夫人的意思哦。That's what bugs my missus more than anything. 就是 miss 加上 us 啊，记住太太夫人。今天咱们分享了 insatiable, 以及补充讲了 ridicule, please, more than anything, 以及 missus, 内容不多呢，希望大家平时多用多练习。那今天的听歌学英语内容就到此为止了，我是 Linda, 感谢大家的收听和陪伴。 If you like me, you can follow me. My contact information is at the bottom of this page. Love you guys, and I'll see you next time. My mama doesn't trust him.